welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another post from the unofficial station of the Post-Obama Nation on Radio Free America, your first choice for current news and interesting views about the rebirth of America after the end of the Barack Obama presidency, if indeed he ever legally takes the White House.
Hello, fellow Americans. It's the 21st day of May in the year of our Lord, 2010. In today's exciting podcast, we're going to chronicle the failures of the Obama administration. That's right, a long record of failures, and it's going to be a bumpy ride, so hold on. The first failure, of course, is the failure to be an administration at all. How is that, you say? Well, Obama never proved that he was even qualified to be a candidate for the presidency. That's because he never showed anybody a valid birth certificate. Oh, sure, a couple of cheap fakes showed up afterwards, but only when it became a problem to begin with. And speaking of problems, Barack Obama stated quite clearly that his presidency would be and should be evaluated on the basis of the success of the economy. But did you happen to notice what the economy actually did on the day that Barack Obama won the election? It went into a nosedive, and it hasn't recovered since. But why? Can we hold Barack Obama responsible for this? The answer? Yes. Even though he himself tries to blame George Bush for the economic problem, it actually seems to have started in earnest as soon as he was elected. But why would such a thing happen? The answer is simple. Barack Obama is a socialist, and business people knew about that as soon as he was elected. It's their business to know such things. Yes, the people that make the economic engine run don't trust Obama, and they shouldn't. That's why the economic failure inspired by Barack Obama isn't going to end until he is out of office, or somehow made irrelevant. Just look at the stock market and unemployment charts, and you'll see exactly what I mean. This period of time will become known as the Obama recession, or depression. Then on enthronement day, inauguration day, Obama even failed to take the oath of office correctly. When he did retake it, under certain special circumstances, he actually did it without the Bible. Imagine that. He failed to have a Bible present. First time in history something like that has ever happened, I assure you. Obama then went on to say that he would enforce a new policy, a new ethically pure policy of not hiring any lobbyists to be on his staff. Whoops. It turned out that most of the people he did put on his staff, or tried to, were lobbyists. And then he failed to put together a complete staff at all. For a while there, it did seem like they were dropping like flies, didn't it? Over certain kinds of incompetency and ethical problems? Oh well. But what about Obama's stupendously expensive takeover of the automotive industry on your dime? Did that work? That was a failure. What about the massive bailout plans, which indebted the United States for generations and exceeded all spending of all previous presidents of the United States in merely a month? Was that a success? It was a failure. What about Obama's promise of eliminating earmarks in government spending? Failure. Economic stimulus? Failure. Keeping the unemployment rate below 8%? Failure. Oh, I forgot. The health care reform bill. After about 5 missed deadlines, he finally got that through, didn't he? But, as I recall, the original purpose of this reform was to reduce the cost of health care. But now Obama is admitting that it will actually increase the cost of health care? Failure. 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 Gulf oil spill disaster plan execution? You mean, oh well. Actually, though, when Obama was a senator, he didn't really accomplish much there either, did he? So in a way, this is what we should have expected. And come to think of it, I don't seem to remember him actually accomplishing anything as a community organizer either.
Some people just never change.
Obama's foreign policy gaffes and failures are so interesting and their implications so important, we're going to save those for their own special podcast.
But I don't want to be all negative. There is one very positive thing that has come about because of Barack Obama, although indirectly, and that is the Tea Party movement. Yes, the Tea Party movement, although actually it wasn't Barack Obama who started the Tea Party movement. It was actually the King of England who tried to oppress America tyrannically with exorbitant taxes. So guess what? Barack Obama brought that movement back to life by doing the same thing. Isn't that great? Within the Tea Party movement, seeds of renewed interest in freedom and the Constitution have been planted and germinated and are taking root. And that is exactly what America has needed. Because that is what always has made America different from, and sorry guys, better than other countries on this planet. It's freedom, our dedication to freedom, expressed in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and given to us not by man, or any words of man, but by the Creator of the universe himself. So, thank you, Barack, Obama, or Soetoro, or Dunham, or whatever your name is. Thank you for showing us the wrong way, so we can be reminded how important and good the right way really is. You know, God's people in the Bible were reminded how important the right way really is when they came under the dictatorship and slavery of a stinking pharaoh. Sound familiar? What it came down to is, somebody had to walk up to that stinking pharaoh and say, "Let my people go." So Barry, I think we've all figured out by now that your ways are not really our ways. And your people, or the people you want to be your people, are not really our people either. So, let my people go. Would you? Just let my people go. Fortunately, the Tea Party movement that Barack Obama has indirectly restarted is only part of a reawakening of America, a reawakening to the beauty and dignity, to the wisdom and spirituality of its own Constitution. The American people are gradually beginning to understand again that without this document, the United States actually does not exist. No office can be created or held in the United States without it being specifically made possible by this Constitution. And of course, the presidency is no exception. Listen to this.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws in American culture. I think we can say that the Constitution reflected a enormous blind spot in this culture, and that the framers had that same blind spot. It also reflected the fundamental flaw of this country that continues to this day.
That was Barack Obama himself saying, what was it now? The Constitution is flawed, fundamentally flawed, whatever. The Founding Fathers were partially blind, and this country is fundamentally flawed. Oh, really? But here's where it gets really interesting. Now, listen to this.
It is my distinct honor to present the Chief Justice of the United States, who will administer the presidential oath of office.
Are you prepared to take the oath, Senator?
I am.
I, Barack Hussein Obama,
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
The best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Oh, wait a minute there. Did you hear what I just heard? Who exactly would you be protecting and defending the Constitution from? Let's rewind.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws in American culture.
Well, we can't really have it both ways, can we? The truth is,
any oath that's taken with reservation or purpose of evasion is not really an oath at all, is it? I'm asking. No, I'm telling you. Any oath taken with purpose of evasion is not valid.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws in American culture.
It seems that Barack Obama, the otherwise supposedly amazing and flawless speaker, flubbed his oath of office in more than one way. It's not a valid oath. He's not sworn in. I think that means he's not president. Correct me if I'm wrong. Well, my fellow Americans, that's all we have time for today. So until next time, be of good cheer, love one another, and keep your powder dry. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to our RSS feed at postobamanation.blogspot.com, and don't forget to tell your friends. Post-Obama Nation's bumper music is the Siam Blues, courtesy of Logan and Brandon. The Post-Obama Nation is not affiliated with the Obama Nation of Desolation or any other news broadcast.